Hello, my fellow sober curious friends. This episode is episode number 33, and you'll notice a change here. I am not saying the podcast show name because change is needing to happen. I just found out that the words sober curious have been trademarked. So that means it is now necessary for me to change the name of the podcast. So this is where I actually would like to solicit your help. So you guys, I would love to have your input and insight and ideas on names for the new podcast. Name. We're still going to have the same focus. We're still going to be focusing on looking at alcohol in a whole new way. Questioning our beliefs about alcohol and its role in our life. And making conscious choices about whether or not we want it to be in our life anymore. So, with that in mind, I would truly love it, appreciate it, and be excited and ecstatic about receiving your name ideas. And you can send those to me at Debbie, D-E-B-I, at jumpseatcoaching.com. And again, you can send them to me. Again, I'm not using my other, I can't use the SoberCurious.com anymore either, or the SoberCurious.life. So we will be changing up everything. I would love to have your insight. I do have information and how you can reach me and get a hold of me over on JumpSeatCoaching.com. So you guys can find me there. You can go to the contact form there at JumpSeatCoaching.com and you can send me your name ideas over there. You can also send me your name ideas to Debbie, D-E-B-I, at jumpseatcoaching.com. So with that having been said, and I will reiterate it again at the end, what I would like today's episode to be about is actually change. And it's really kind of ironic that this came up at this time because I just went to a network meeting this week and the conversation and the training and the masterminding after the introductions and we get to know people in this networking group I go to, the topic was actually change. And this quote here is, the only constant in life is change. And so if you actually think about that, that is true. The only constant in life is change. And even though, just like in my situation, I need and I know and I understand and logically I comprehend that it is necessary for me to change this name that I put a lot of energy, effort, and into coming up with. And I did check before I started the podcast at the beginning of 2018 to see if the name was trademarked. And at that time, it was not. Now, a lot of you are going to have thoughts about whether I should or shouldn't have done it. I looked into it at that time. I did not see that it was financially feasible for me to do that. That's just a choice I made and a decision I made. Now I need to move forward and change. And what I'm personally experiencing right now is what I really teach you guys a lot about in changing your relationship with alcohol is what the circumstance is. Sober Curious is now trademarked. And now, initially, the thought I had about this was, this is so not fair. I feel so stupid. I am so mad at so-and-so for doing this. I can't believe I didn't trademark this when I thought about it. And now, a lot of those feelings and a lot of those thoughts, and I just picked one where I feel stupid. When I kept having that thought running around and around and around in my head, then the feeling I got was inadequate. And when I personally am feeling inadequate, then I call my friends, I complain to my friends, I talk about how it's not fair, I email my friends, no, I text message them, I didn't email them, I text message my friends, talked about how unfair this whole process was, and then the result that was coming up is I kept circling and circling and circling myself around into inactivity, not moving forward, and not going ahead and putting out this podcast episode I had planned for today. So then I kept feeling even more stupid because I wasn't following through and helping you guys, which is really why I started the podcast, was to be a help, to be a light and be hope for someone else who was actually struggling in the like what felt like the torture chamber of this life of existing in the drinking, swearing I'm going to drink less, drinking, regret, drink, and regret. And so anyway, it kept me stuck in a vicious cycle. So again, on to the change and why I'm talking about change today. So really, and then I realized what I was doing to myself by understanding the model that I was playing out, because my thought was causing my feeling, and that feeling was causing all the actions and reactions and non-action I was taking. And it still was not changing the result, which needed to take place, was to get something out here for you guys to help you with your struggle with alcohol. So if you can find yourself kind of paying attention to understanding and knowing that what's going on with your life around alcohol, that you do need to make a change, and then pay attention to and observe the thought you're having around that fact. Because the reality is, if you have found this podcast based on its original name I picked out anyway, then you are very much the person I was when I felt so trapped and struggled with my relationship with alcohol. And so, yes, your growth and your change, you're going to have a lot of thoughts at first that come to you that are going to be scary. And these thoughts are going to be coming to you about this change are going to be scary because of the perspective and your beliefs that you have right now. Because the number one thing that is keeping you from making alcohol an irrelevant part of your life is actually belief. And of course, yes, it's normal. And our brain gives us all kinds of information on how hard things are going to be when we want to make any kind of change, if you really think about it. But true change, it does require new habits, new beliefs, and new actions. And so for me, my new habit is awareness of what I'm thinking, and then awareness of how I'm feeling about when because of that thought that's coming about. And then I reached out and got help from someone that also coaches the same way that I coach. And so they helped me to totally see and get out of the splashing in the pool of all the thoughts and the drama that I was creating for myself because I was fighting the reality of the situation that it was necessary to change the name. And some of that, my hunch is happening for you. You're fighting the reality of the situation is that you do need to change what's going on with you and your habit around alcohol. So this is the episode that I wanted to bring to you guys today, is to just to see how change, yes, it can bring up a lot of thoughts that will cause you to have feelings that will lead you to not being able to make the change. But if your awareness, and so just taking this word change and thinking change your relationship with alcohol and kind of give yourself a chance to notice what your thoughts are and be aware of the thoughts. And when you're just pick one of them out of your awareness, just write them down, pick one. And as you're aware of that thought and you look at it, ask yourself, what do I feel like and how do I feel? Like the feeling emotion, because a lot of times we have this habit of, even a lot of times when I'm coaching people and I ask them, how does that how does that thought make you feel? They still give me a bunch of more thoughts, which that's what I was doing when I was in the pool of my first going through my process of adjusting to the fact that I was going to need to change the name of this podcast. So I was still jumping around and giving all my thoughts instead of really paying attention. What was my actual feeling, my emotion? What was really happening for me? And for some of you, because if you're like me, I was using alcohol to cover up my emotions and not really feel my emotions. So if you go to Byron Katie's page, The Work, and you look up her on her stuff, you can find information, and she has a PDF of a list of emotions. I still use that list of emotions to help me really get in touch with what emotion am I having, what feeling am I having from a particular thought. And then, and sometimes maybe you can't really decide the feeling, but you can kind of notice and observe your actions. So how are you acting based upon this thought? And then start looking at your feeling. And because the reason this is important is because as you're going through and you're making a change with your relationship with alcohol, and it's going to be a work in progress, and it's going to be a gradual process. You're going to start to kind of catch your actions first, maybe. You might not even be aware of your thought. And so when you catch your actions first, then you can go, okay, wait, what thought brought me to these actions that I really don't want to be taking? So that's one of the ways and the key way to help you with change. So that's what I have for you guys today as I'm going through my change myself. And I would really, really love if you guys could send me some new podcast names, ideas. We are going to keep going. We are going to keep sharing interviews with you. I'm going to keep sharing with you ideas to help you get curious about what's going on and to make you have your awareness come about of your thoughts so you can clearly see, understand, comprehend, notice, and feel the beliefs that you have that are actually keeping you stuck. Because the one reason you're stuck is because of belief. Now, beliefs are formed by a bunch of thoughts. And so for right now, I'm going to leave you with that, because the next episode is going to actually be a two-part series, and it's going to be about belief. And then I'm going to teach you an idea that I teach my clients, which is about a belief plan. So that's going to be episode 34 or 35. So kind of look for that. There'll be some episodes on the fly still, because I love doing those episodes on the fly for you and figure out what's coming up on my layovers for me. And please let me know any ideas you guys have at debbie@jumpseatcoaching.com. I will talk to you guys next week.